Welcome to your Weekend Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez. Lorena, are you ready for some trick-or-treating for this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be warm, apparently, and
well,
beautiful,
you know,
weather, probably.
Beautiful weather, boo-hoo. It's not the kind of boo weather, you know.
It doesn't feel quite like fall.
But it's New
but
Mexico
it's
fall.
Season, yeah.
It's why people move here and why people like us are just miserable around this time of year because we want it to be cool. But there's lots to do, as there is in each and every weekend. But this weekend in particular is a special weekend because it's Dia de los Muertos weekend in Mesilla.
Yeah, so it's one of the biggest celebrations, I think, if not the biggest celebration in the area for this. And it all takes place on the Mesilla Plaza. It kicks off on Friday. That's when people can start setting up their altars at 9 a.m. And then the festival is going to take place in the afternoon. And then that kicks off Saturday and Sunday, a weekend of live music. The festival is going to be happening, vendors, all that good stuff. And then on Wednesday, November 2nd, is the All Souls Day candlelight procession to the Mesilla Cemetery. So the procession actually begins at 6:45, and that is really what this whole kind of Dia de los Muertos is about. It's about the celebration of life. You have the altars, and then you have this beautiful procession that is going to take place on the 2nd.
So starting this Friday, starting today actually,
mm-hmm.
through this weekend is the festival itself, and then on Wednesday is the procession.
Yes.
Great. So that's Wednesday, November 2nd.
And it's free.
And it's free. That's the cool part. And I've been to it, and it really is beautiful. You kind of brings a smile to your face, mm-hmm. and then you kind of get a little bit sad, but it's an overall celebration of life.
And it's very colorful. It's very beautiful.
Very beautiful. Now let's go on to some other events happening. There is a candy drop, pumpkin candy drop. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this happens every year. This is the 10th annual Great Pumpkin Candy Drop. It's at 11 a.m. on Sunday. The candy drop begins at 1 p.m., and it's going to be over at Mag Field. And bags will be provided for the kids. It is a free event. There's going to be live music, booths, games, goodies, kind of kids' activities as well. There is one stipulation, and that's children 1 to 4 aren't going to participate in that. They are going to get a free bag of candy and participate in all the free fun, but not exactly the candy drop. That's for a little bit older kids,
It's actually a good idea because, mm-hmm. you know, kids fighting over a Tootsie Roll, knocking over a one-year-old.
You don't want the little kids
it's
to get trampled.
It's not cool. Not cool. Okay, so that's the candy drop. And then this is a brand new event taking place, the Halloween Fest.
Yeah, it's a Halloween Fest and Wellness Fair, and that is going to be happening over at the Doniana County Government Center building. So this is to kind of keep trick-or-treating safe for families and younger kids, too. It's going to be from 5:30 to 8. There's going to be free candy. 20 organizations and law enforcement agencies are going to be there participating. So it's going to engage the community and kind of finding out about these local resources, but also give kids and parents a really good, safe place to get some free candy. There's going to be food trucks and live music. And pets are welcome, and there's also going to be costume contests
for pets
and humans.
Great. So that's happening on Monday on Halloween night
mm-hmm.
from 5:30 till 8 o'clock. Should be a lot of fun. And the Taste for Your Impulse, talk to me about Chongo Burger.
Chongo Burger is pretty much very self-explanatory. It's just a bunch of burgers done, I think, about 8 different ways. And they look really delicious based on the pictures. They sound really delicious, too.
Now, this is a food truck.
This is a food truck, so it moves all over. You're going to have to find them on social media to figure out what they got. There's one called, just to give you an idea, the Jungle Burger, which has teriyaki sauce and pineapple.
Pineapple in a burger?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of pineapple on pizza,
which
I usually avoid. Now you're telling me they're putting it on a burger, too? Chongo Burger?
I've had them with pineapple. They're pretty good.
Really?
I gotta say.
Is it a sweet and sour taste, or what kind of taste does it have?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like that sweetness and that savory flavor, but if you're not a fan of it on pizza, because I'm a fan of it on pizza, I don't know. I think you should give it a try, though.
Chongo Burger,
yep.
With pineapple on a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then they got stuff like the Queso Chongo Burger, that has green chili, cheddar cheese on top of the burger, and then you can add some bacon. I mean, guacamole, a bunch of different toppings. They make these burgers different ways. It's a really nice place to stop. Our writer said that the smell drew her in because it just smelled like really good food.
The smell of pineapple. Okay. I'll take it. All right, great. Well, Lorena, thank you very much. Hope you have a safe and happy Halloween weekend.
Same for you.
Be safe. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.